Hi, my name's Chris Tunnell. I'm from the University of Oxford's Particle Physics Department, and I'm a third year. The title of my thesis is Sterile Neutrino Sensitivities Using Muon Storage Rings. And here we'll begin my two-minute pitch. Hi, my name's Chris Tunnell, and I want to tell you about NuStorm, or the Neutrinos from Stored Muons Project. So neutrinos are fundamental particles like electrons and quarks, and the theory of these particles and their interactions, the so-called standard model, has been able to explain the results of generation after generation of experiments for the past 40 years. The theory's too good and we aren't learning anything by being right all the time. However, it didn't predict the outcome of some neutrino experiments over the last 15 years. What do neutrinos do? Well, with photons, they are by far the most abundant elementary particle in the universe. Without them, the universe would have formed differently. Without neutrinos, the fusion processes in the sun would not work and we wouldn't be here. So what do we know about them? Well, there are at least three neutrino flavors, but, and this was unexpected, they can spontaneously change their flavor. It's called neutrino oscillations. This has far-reaching consequences. It means, for example, neutrinos have mass, which wasn't thought before. In the standard model, particles are grouped in threes, which have the same interactions but different masses and flavors. There are three neutrinos, three particles with interactions like the electron, three uptype quarks, etc. There are three in the jargon generations. Why three? The numbers 0, 1, and infinity are said to be natural. But three is a bit odd. Most neutrino oscillation data can be understood in terms of only three neutrinos, but there's data from the LS&D experiment, nuclear reactors, and radioactive sources that can only really be explained by there being at least one more neutrino. But everything comes in threes, so surely it must be wrong, right? While these neutrino experiments are hard, and for about the last 15 years, nobody's been able to refute or confirm these results. The NuStorm project aims to create neutrinos in a new and different way. Accelerator neutrinos have been made the same way since the 1960s by allowing particles called pions to decay. We want to apply recent R&D into beams of decaying muon particles to create cleaner neutrino beams. This neutrino beam isn't contaminated with wrong flavor neutrinos. We shoot this beam 2 kilometers to a kiloton detector and hope to see evidence of a fourth neutrino. We're proposing to do it at either Fermilab in the USA or CERN. There's little R&D left to do beyond building the thing. Maybe we'll learn the number 3 isn't so special.